Given the crimes officers deal with on a daily basis, Lovejoy District Councilmember Rich Fontana says the Buffalo Police need the trust of the public. Fontana says the actions of a few have to be erased through better police work and through officers not making mistakes.
And at the end of the day, we're the ones that are going to have to approve any kind of big claims that come through this council, through the mayor. And that's where our oversight comes in. If someone asks, well, what's the council's business? We have to approve the claim. When you screw up, we have to pay for it through the taxpayers. It's everybody that has to pay for it, so it's everybody's business.
But the committee's not going to be overseeing the police department's day-to-day operations, according to Council President Darius Pridgen. He says the panel will deal with legislation, rules, and training.
This has nothing to do with the investigation of some recent events. I would not want to see this council get involved where the FBI is involved, start bringing in people, putting them on the public mic, and possibly mess up something that the FBI or even district attorney might be involved in.
The committee will be chaired by Niagara District Councilmember David Rivera, a former Buffalo police officer. He says he'd like to hold the panel's first meeting in about 2 weeks. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.